on November 12 of 2010 at 11:45 p.m., a sheriff patrol unit was dispatched to the area of 64th Avenue and Byron Road, reference a female dressed in dark clothing walking in the roadway near this location. A patrol unit responded to this area and was looking for this subject. A few minutes later, an additional call was entered regarding a crashed vehicle found in the 6600 block of Quincy Street. A deputy in this area responding to the initial call next came upon a pedestrian who had been struck by a vehicle in the area of 64th Avenue and Prairie Wind Drive. Subsequent investigation revealed these three incidents were related, and investigators determined the following to have occurred. Approximately 11 o'clock p.m. hours on 11-12 of 2010, 20-year-old Marissa Wodniski was driving a vehicle eastbound on Quincy in the 6600 block. Wodniski lost control of her vehicle, left the roadway to the left, and crashed into a ditch. This crash was not initially reported to police units. Wodniski, who was wearing dark clothing, began walking from the crash scene, which resulted in a call being entered for a person wearing dark clothing walking in the roadway. When a sheriff's unit responded to this call, the deputy found Wodniski had been just struck by a vehicle. Casey Vanderwall had been driving a vehicle southbound on 64th Avenue. Wodniski was walking in the southbound lane. Vanderwall's vehicle struck Wodniski. Wodniski suffered pelvis injuries and was transported by ambulance to Spectrum Hospital for treatment.